Civil Aviation Authority of Malaysia, Air Traffic Control, ATC, Unmanned Aircraft System, UAS, Pilot License Conversion of Foreign Aircraft Maintenance License, Malaysian Aircraft Maintenance License. View more, Air Traffic Control, ATC, Unmanned Aircraft System, UAS, Pilot License Conversion of Foreign Aircraft Maintenance License, Malaysian Aircraft Maintenance License. Pilot License. I have changed address, how do I notify the CAAM? Changes of address shall be made in writing by letter or fax. You shall quote your ATPL, Corporal, PPL license and IC No. together with your new address. Address changes can also be affected when you next renew your license. My license has been stolen or is lost, how do I obtain a replacement? Lodge a police report, submit a new application along with the police report for the CAAM to reissue another license, pay a processing fee of RM250.00. Can I continue to fly before reissue of my lost license? No, you cannot fly until you receive your new license. I have lost my logbook, what shall I do? Lodge a police report, submit a written application along with the police report, detailing your flying hours to the best of your knowledge. The hours shall be certified by the current company. If unemployed, by the previous company. The flying hours should be completed into categories in conjunction with the applicable license requirements. This is required in order for the CAAM to verify and endorse your flying experience in your new logbook. Civil Aviation Authority of Malaysia, what is the experience requirements for the issue of pilot's license? For PPL, in accordance with Flight Operations Directive, Flight Instructional for Flying Club. For Corporal, A.H., in accordance with Flight Operations Directive, Flight Crew Licensing and the training shall be conducted at the approved training organizations. What are the regulations concerning the carriage of passengers with a PPL? The holder of a PPL may only carry non-revenue passengers, Flight Operations Directive, Flight Crew Licensing. I have not flown for some time and wish to start again. What do I need to do? Training and testing requirements to revalidate a pilot's license varies depending on your skill test. For PPL, an applicant whose most recent CFT has expired by less than 5 years will be required to pass a skill test, the required items to be determined by an authorized examiner, A, and agreed by CAAM. If expiry exceeds 5 years but less than 10 years, the requirements are to pass ground examinations in Malaysian Air Law, Operational Procedures, HPL, if have not tested before, an aircraft type tech and to pass skill test after instructional training flight determined by CAAM. If expiry exceeds 10 years, the applicant has to pass all the ground examinations PPL, Corporal, ATPL required and to pass a skill test after instructional training flight determined by CAAM. For instrument rating, if expiry exceeds 7 years, the applicant has to pass the following ground examinations and to pass a skill test after instructional training flight determined by CAAM. I. Air Law 1, E. Air Law 2, E. Aircraft General Knowledge, Instrument, IV. Flight Planning and Monitoring, V. Human Performance, V. Meteorology, V. Radio Navigation, and V. IFR Communications. For multi-engine IR, the skill test shall be conducted in multi-engine aircraft. For single-engine IR, the skill test shall be conducted in single-engine aircraft. Are there any credits from the PPL exams, flying for holders of other than Malaysian PPL licenses? No. How do I convert my foreign corporal, A, ATPL, A, to a Malaysian license? Civil Aviation Authority of Malaysia. CAAM does not convert foreign license. CAAM only validate foreign license. How do I renew my professional pilot's license? You have to revalidate, renew your license at CAAM 1 Stop Center with the following documents, I, application form, E. License, E. Log book, IV. Medical certificate, V, skill test form, and V. Payment. How much does it cost to revalidate, renew my license? SPL, PPL, RM50.00, Corporal, MPL, ATPL, RM125.00, skill test, RM500.00. Example, for Corporal equals RM125.00 plus RM500.00 equals RM625.00. How much does it cost for an IR and type endorsement? IR, ERM 500.00, type endorsement, ERM 100.00 per aircraft type, is my license validity automatically renewed upon renewal of my medical? No, the validity of your license requires it to be physically stamped at CAAM, get it signed, pay the fees. The license is considered valid provided the following certificates are valid: I, certificate of test, E. Instrument rating, if applicable, an E. ELPT. Do I have to come to CAAM upon completion of my initial type endorsement and IR? Yes, only a CAAM FOSSI can sign your license for initial type endorsement. Do I require an assessment of my experience prior to commencing training for a professional license? No. However, you must have academic qualification of 5 credits in the SPM exam, English, Mathematics, Science and any two subjects. If you do not have the academic qualifications, you must have a minimum of 500 flying hours. Civil Aviation Authority of Malaysia, what happens to my ATPL theory exams if I am unable to meet the requirements for a Malaysian ATPL? The frozen ATPL will remain valid for 7 years from the last IR entered in the license, or in the case of helicopters, a helicopter's type rating entered in the license. Are there any approved schools for the Malaysian Corporal, ATPL theoretical knowledge exams at present? Yes, you can sit the Corporal, ATPL theoretical knowledge exams at the following auto FTO. I, Malaysia Flying Academy, MFA, Malacca. E, HUM Aerospace, HMA, Langkawi. E, Leyang Flying Academy, Kota Kinabalu. IV, International Aero Training Academy, IATAC, Malacca. V, Asia Aeronautical Training Academy, AATA, Johor Bahru. V, BATS Aviation, BATS, Ipoh. V, Leyang Flying Academy, Ipoh. Who can sign my revalidation of certificate of test and IR? A CAAM FOI or A. Can I do my flying training at foreign auto? Only at CAAM approved foreign auto. Currently CAAM only approved auto FTO, Czech Aviation Training Center SRO. What should I do if I obtained a license from foreign auto FTO not approved by CAAM? You have to attend an abridged course at CAAM approved auto FTO. More from this section announcements publications gallery tender and quotation.